Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
My faulty epiglottis just almost got me. Almost. I got it, though. I figured it out.
That should be the name of your autobiography. Faulty epiglottis.
Yeah. It would be a really boring book. She played a lot of Pokemon Go. She talked to her plants. You know, she played guitar badly.
She built a garden. Yeah. And then that's like a metaphor for the way that you've raised your children. She built a garden.
It's a little disheveled.
Are we on yet?
I don't know.
Yep, we sure
okay,
are.
Okay, great.
Secret show, indeed.
Yes. All the secrets. Sarah Mini Secret Show with our special guest, Matt Nathanson, for Thursday,
yeah,
July 28th, 2022. Here we are in 2022.
Yeah.
Feels like forever and like a minute ago.
So let me ask you a question.
I love it.
You were telling a story a little while ago about how you met your wife when you got here to California.
Yeah.
In college, long before you ever became a superstar musician. So yeah. You guys are on a pretty even playing field go.
Yeah.
So there's no like...
She could care less.
Like she's...
It's wild.
It's actually probably annoying when someone
well,
comes
yeah,
up at
you
dinner
never
and...
got to be a rock star at dude, home in
I
the
know.
Way that you would have had you
let
met
me,
a groupie
dude,
and me... gone, you know I'm Matt Nathanson.
I know. I could have done the flex. And like I don't know if you're familiar with me, and then just like puff my chest out.
Phone on,
yeah,
ring
yeah,
a bell.
Yeah. Start singing on the dating app. Swipe me,
right.
And just like that. No, I've never been able to do that. But yeah, it's super level playing field. It's not level. She's way above me. I'm living in a. But she's yeah. It was one of those things, where, and she's never been interested in it. When we were in college. I put on a show, Toad the Wet Sprocket. I was friends with Glenn, who's the singer now, and I had him play a benefit for me in college, and Toad was like the thing. Mm-hmm. And then Glenn and his wife, Laurel, at the time, slept on our floor in the dorm, right? Because they're kind of...
Those were early days, huh?
But they were successful. They had like a platinum record, but Glenn's kind of a hippie, and he was like, I was like, you can stay on the dorm floor, and he slept on the floor. And I remember turning to my wife at the time, who's my girlfriend, in the futon that we shared, and I was like, how great is this? Like, one of my favorite singers from my favorite bands is on the floor. She's like, yeah, it's cool. And like never, and like I did a really big radio show that she's a super fan of, and I was like, do you want to meet the host? And she's like, no, I'm good. And I was like, what? Like, you don't want to meet it? She's like, no, why would I want to meet? That's not. I was like, what is the deal? I'm married up. And then it works sometimes where I'll be like, you want a new song? She's like, oh yeah, I like that. And I'm like, no, where's the worship?
Right. Hello. If I played this for anyone else, they'd be slathering
Where
all over
is
me.
The worship. Oh my god.
That yeah, is no, yeah. Well, you have plenty of that. So
no,
you
yeah.
get
yes.
to go get your doses when
totally.
You get on stage and
it's
have
nice.
Your audiences.
Yeah, she's never cared about any of that kind of stuff. It's been wild.
Do you think that's why like that is maybe why it works? Like you can just be that guy that you've always been.
Yeah.
And all the, it doesn't get to go to your head because she's like, can you fucking take the trash out?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we can say that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, but that's the thing. So, and my best friend is still my best friend from when we were five. And my guitar, the kid that plays guitar with me and sings is my friend from Lexington, where I grew up 30 years ago. So, like, I'm still pretty much really tight with all of my I have friends that I went to camp with when I was shuffled off to camp. They are like my people. So I'm still, those are my real, that's really it. I don't have a whole ton of new people. Couple.
Well, it is, I think that when you get a degree of fame, it becomes difficult to know what someone's motive is. And sometimes just through proximity, you develop a friendship and you can tell that that's real. But, you know,
yeah.
Everybody else just wants to be your friend. Dude, and they're like me. I'm like, oh, I got Matt Nathan's number. I'm going to text the shit out of this guy. We're going to be best friends. Yes.
Text the shit out of this guy.
And I proceeded to.
Bring it on.
That's so funny.
But yeah, but and I happen to have a terrible gauge for what's real and what's not real when it comes to people's intentions. I'm like the worst. Like, I'm just like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, you want me to join your cult? Yeah. You gotta wear a robe? Okay. Like, what is this, Kool-Aid? You know, and then it's like game over. Like, that's literally how
game
I work.
Over, dude.
Yeah, like, oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, there's three women? You know, like Manson. But it's like, so I am a sucker. I couldn't pick a good human out of a fucking lineup. And so my wife, I feel like that was the one moment where I got a life raft in the sea.
You picked correctly time.
Yeah.
And she's now, she can monitor that situation for you.
Yeah, yeah.
No more of that.
She's a very good read on, like, that person sucks. And I'll be like, what?
They're great.
That's the best person ever. You know what I mean?
So you two are very different,
yes,
as you described.
Yeah.
So is your daughter, as you are getting to know your daughter and she's growing up, is she you and wants to sing? Or is she your wife and has other goals in mind? Or what's that like?
So I don't, for you all too, we asked it, but it's like, my kid is uniquely her own weird ass, like, alien child.
Cool.
Right? Mm-hmm. So she said to me, this is what my kid, so she was like 8, right? And she said, oh, so-and-so stupid. And I said, Bubba, you can't use, that's like not cool. You can't, like, judge somebody like that. She goes, may I remind you that you leaned out of the car yesterday and told a woman in the crosswalk to go fuck herself? So I'm pretty sure I can say anything I want. That's like, what?
Burn!
That's what I'm dealing with. I mean, I was like, I just turned
may
to her.
May I remind you?
Yeah, exact words. And I turned to her and I was like, touche. Like, you got
yeah.
me. You got me. You
in are, my you, own face.
Yes.
Ah,
so,
touché.
Yeah, so she's got the good, she's got some of my wife's pragmatic, like, great ability to long throw. You know what I mean? And then she's also got this sort of passionate, weird, funky self, you know? And she's a trip, man. Your kid's like,
it's weird. With the first one, we were sort of like, oh, she's very outgoing and she's you know, she never stops talking, and we sort of thought, oh, look, she's kind of dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the second kid came out way more like dad, and then we were all, whoa. Like, steroids on the first one. Like, what happened?
Totally.
So there's, you know, but you're in the same way. There's mixes of each of them. So let me ask you this.
And their own thing.
Yes, and their own thing. So were you artistic and a musician from what age?
I started playing piano when I was in fifth grade.
Oh, young.
And then I started my first band in sixth grade. Mm. And so I wouldn't say that, but the joke is that I wouldn't say I was like an artist. It wasn't like I was bursting at the seams. I just wanted so badly to do this thing that my heroes did.
Right.
Right. Like, I don't think I was particularly talented. There were kids. I say this to my kid all the time. She did theater camp. You know, like, she's big into theater, musical theater, which is like literally my kryptonite. Like,
Is that you?
Oh, the fucking worst. When they're like, it starts and they come out and they're like, it's a crazy town and it's nighttime. And then you're like, kill me. So
I am so with him.
Hold on,
this.
But let me tell you.
I couldn't be more with you on this.
Keep going. But I love this.
So hold on. So my kid has started to get into things. And because of her, I've started to get into musical theater, which is bananas.
Because she's in the show.
No, just that. Whoa. She'll be like, I'll be like, Bubba, what do you like? And there's a channel, and she'll be like this, and she'll put a song on whatever, and she'll play it, and I'll be like, oh yeah. And I find myself like starting to love it because she loves it. And it's this wild thing. And so we went and saw Come From Away, which is this big thing down in San Jose.
Oh,
and,
I don't know that.
Oh, my God. It was really incredible. And I can't believe I'm even saying it. Like, please kick me. And it started. It literally started. And this, they come out and they're like, we're living in Canada. Canada's cold. And I'm like, and I turned. And I turned to my wife.
Just set the scene.
I turned to my wife. I'm like, you got to fucking kill me right now. Like, how long is this fucking thing? I'm looking on my phone. Like, can I get out of here? And then she, and then sure enough, like 10 minutes in, I start to, I'm like, oh, this is, and then the story unfolds and the songs, and I start to get inspired and I get goosebumps. And I was like, on the way back, I said, Bubba, you've cursed me. Like, I hate musical theater. Like, I fell asleep in Cats. I hate, like, in Rent when they're like, the heroin feels good inside my veins. And you're like, no, dude, it doesn't. And what's wrong with you? Like,
stop,
why are you
selling
singing
heroin?
It? Stop singing everything you do. I have to take up shit. Like, things are crazy up in my colon, but it's going to be good if I can just let it out. Evacuate the colon, you know. And like, so I start watching this thing and I'm like, it's great. And I, and so anyway, she's in musical theater, long story short, she did a camp and she got kind of intimidated. She was youngest one there and she was like, everybody's really talented, maybe I want to be a lawyer. No, she didn't say that. She goes, maybe she goes, she said, maybe I want to go into real estate is what she said. And I go, Bubba, I am so far from being the most talented person I know. Like, when I was in school, the first boarding school, there were kids that were so unbelievably talented. And I said, it has nothing to do with talent. Like, it's like, I would say 10% talent, like 80% sweat, 10% real stupidity. Like, and I said, and if you can dial into those.
The luck part.
Yeah, yeah,
too,
yeah. Oh,
you know?
Well, luck
right
shows
place,
up
right
from
time,
hard
right.
work, right?
Sure.
Like,
yes.
And so, and that was what I said to her. I was like, dude, it doesn't matter. It's like, if you're passionate about it, throw paint. Like, do it. Because you get better at it and you learn your craft. But really, it's about, like, what you love. So anyway, so she is very intimate. Wakes up singing. It's the craziest thing. Like,
nice.
She'll be, all of a sudden, I'll know she's up because she'll be like, and I'll be like, oh my God, what is going on? It's the best. Like, she just has this, she's so confident in who she is. And that's where I think she gets from my wife. I think, like, truly, she is very rooted in who she is.
One of the things I talk to my kids about a lot, probably more than they want to, is that I think artists are a gift to the world. I think what they make, what they create, makes the world more beautiful and more wonderful.
Life worth living.
I love artists and having to put it on the line.
Yeah.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
And be like, no, I'm not going to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yep. I'm going to do this, whether I make money at it or not. It's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful to see. It's
scary
a risk. It's scary,
though, man.
But it's a risk. And you'll see, I'm sure you've heard people who, oh, that musician, they don't deserve to have that much. No, they put their whole fucking life on the line for what they do.
Yeah.
No, they do deserve what they got.
So I have to tell you, though, what you do is what artists do as well. And like, I feel like this is the misconception is that, like, I know what you're saying and I totally back it. But we're all, like, my wife is an artist of, like, humans. Like, watching her utilize her ability to sort of move this. It's like I move notes and I move, and like, she moves human beings in this way that's, like, incredible. Like, she can sort of guide, and you guys do the same thing. It's like you get up and you're artists. Like, you get up and you do this thing that, like, that is essential. Because everybody doing what they love is essential, but for real. But like, when you do something where you're who you are comes out and is unfiltered version of yourself, and you're able to sort of work, that is what the world needs more than anything.
Sure.
And it's like, it's the key
That's
to
very
life.
Nice of you.
It's just true. And so, like, yeah, you are artists in the same in different way, but the same way.
Right. But to see your daughter,
yeah,
getting into it,
it's pretty fun,
and possibly becoming someone who does a craft of her own, whatever design.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty neat.
It's pretty
neat.
I love
the whole fuck it, I don't have a backup plan. I think that's pretty great.
It's pretty, stupidity is that's what it was. But that's how I felt in my life. What I've learned is that the benefit of never being a part of a group or never aligning myself, it was like, because I think I always had a pretty strong compass of like what I wanted to do and how I wanted to be, mm-hmm. even though I was tortured throughout the process of sort of like sticking to it, I always stuck to it. And that's a bit of narcissism, but it's also like this sort of dogged hope that like...
Drive.
Yeah, drive and hope.
This is what I want.
Yeah. And I think that comes from trauma, like certain traumas yield certain results and certain people. And mine was just like, no, I'm going to keep banging against this thing. People now say the music industry, they'll be like, oh, it's a mess, like TikTok, and nobody knows what they're doing, and it's different than it's ever been, and the old guard is fading, and the new guard doesn't know, it's like a mess. And I'm like, yeah, but it's music. Like, what do you want? Like, you can still sit down and fucking play a song and like move yourself and maybe move somebody else. Like, who cares?
Well, it sounds like you're still in touch with what it's about. Like, oh. I you know, there's nothing worse than someone who is a musician and successful, and you know that if they weren't on tour or had to write a thing, they wouldn't even touch their instrument. It's a job to them. It's become a job. They're not still connected to it. Like, I want the person who's like, oh, you guys got some guitar, let's fucking jam.
Oh,
you know, I wanted to actually talk to you as you were talking about how you'd been on tour all this time, and so your wife had these sort of chunks of alone time and time to herself. And I know you know Mike Borden.
Yeah.
And you know, they were, Faith No More was supposed to go on tour, and this is their...
The drummer of Faith No More.
And Mike had a thing, right, Mike Patton?
So Mike had a thing, but through the pandemic, that was the first time that he and his wife had to, and I'm good friends with his wife, we hang with them, and he's a lot. Like, he's got a lot of particular things, and this is, you know, and he's absolutely great, but sometimes she'd just be looking at me like, Oh my God, when is he leaving on tour? When is that happening? And then she was like living her whole life toward when they were about to take off on that tour.
And then Patton backed out.
And Mike's super bummed about it, you
of
know?
Course.
So there he is, and now he hasn't been leaving the house because of the pandemic, and it can be a really hard thing because you have to, because you're not used to that being the relationship.
Well, and I am a lot. I gotta be straight with you.
You don't feel like it to us because you just feel like energy and fun.
Yeah, no,
but
I am.
This doesn't turn off, does it?
Well, when it turns off, it goes real dark.
Oh,
like it can go like it
you
goes,
have darkness.
Oh, dude, the darkest. I literally lost my mind, and not in like one of those ways that you say you lost your mind. I lost my mind probably a dozen times during the pandemic, where, you know, I call it the suicide time, which is like between. What you know what you're doing and you know what you have to do, there's this moment where you have no idea what's going on. And like that, I had the suicide time so many moments during the pandemic where I was just like, I'm useless. This is useless. What are we doing this for? Like, what's the use in all of this? Like, and I had my kid and I had my wife, but I was like, I'm just going to go. Like, I'm just going to drive into the sea. Like, there's no reason to do this. Like, this is absurd. What's the purpose of doing this? Like, fighting to get songs to work? Like, this is useless. And I felt that way more times than I've ever felt in a succession. And I think that, I like to think that that's what everybody's feeling now, my friends that are like losing their minds. They held it together during the pandemic, but we've been served with this incredible like thing where it's like, yeah, you don't control anything actually. And at any point, everything can change and you can't actually enact any change except that you're experiencing something and you can interpret that experience. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like you can make an action. You can interpret an experience, but other than that, you have no control over anything.
It's happening.
It's like, and this is, everybody's been dealt that. And so now the people that are awake enough to be like, well, okay, shit. How do I figure out how I'm going to make my life work now within the confines? And then other people that I know are just like, there's nothing. There's nothing. We have nothing. This is crazy. And it's like, and the fact is we do have nothing. We are alone and we're together. Right. We live and we die and we experience things by ourselves, but we are part of an ecosystem of humans and of like this tendrils of things. And so it's like, yeah, we're alone, but we're together. And it's like, yeah, nothing matters and everything matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like and you have to come to terms with that at some point
in
your life. Oh, my God. Do I have a therapist? I think he started in the Castro. Maybe 15, 18 years ago, and then he moved to New York, and I started doing it remotely.
Same guy the whole time.
And then now he's in Las Vegas. I told him yesterday, I was like, you're one of the most influential teachers, besides my wife, my manager. It's like...
Do you get some of your philosophy from him?
He's incredibly insightful. Like, and he has...
Well, it would need to be.
It's wild.
Or you wouldn't still be with him.
No.
Right.
And it's very Eastern-based. Like, he's not a hippie at all, and like, but he just... He's just really dialed in and I can puke up my guts to him and he can kind of arrange it for me in a way that makes sense. And he can kind of say to me, well, yeah, so this and yeah, but what's real right now? That's his thing all the time. It's sort of like, but what's real right now? And you sort of go, well, I'm sitting in a chair with Vinny and Sarah. It's like, yeah, so that's what's real. Everything else is like, doesn't matter.
Mm.
And it's like, it's sort of like, and I'll say to him, like, what's going on in the Ukraine? It's like, that's the Ukraine or like what they're doing to women's rights. And it's like, he's like, yeah, but you can't, it's like, you can only do so much for that. You can raise awareness, you can raise money, and you can vote. And then at that point, you have to kind of just let things go.
I think
that
a lot of people went through that politically.
Yes.
Through the Trump era or the Trump, you know,
administration.
I think that a lot of people went through that. I think Patton, back to Faith No More,
yeah,
went through what you were just talking about, but didn't see going out on the road as the cure to it.
Right.
So, but I was reading an article about him, and he was like, my band's
mad.
Furious with me.
I read that article.
Oh, you read it too?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, they all needed to go out and do this thing.
Their wives are actually super mad.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I don't know if we'll go out again because they're mad at me.
Yep. And the fact of the matter is like Faith No More is an incredible band full of very creative people. Mike Patton is like a mercurial engine of creativity. So he is his input has to be different. And plus, they make different money than he. It's like the structure is different. And so, but yeah, that's it. It's like Shawn Mendes just canceled his whole tour. Constance Wu just bailed on like a bunch of movies and kind of peaced out. You know, it's like, I get it. Like, because it's absurd what we do. It's absurd what most people strive to do, which is like, I want more of this thing. I want more. I want this nice car. And I'm no flies on like, I want a nice car. I want that. But we have gotten into this loop of like, that's the only reason to exist, right? And it's like, we don't pay attention to our kids or we don't pay attention to the food that we're putting in our mouth and like chewing. Like, that's awesome. Like, I get to, and I, as much as I can, and I'm not a hippie, but like leaning into the idea that like, I'll say to my wife, I'll be like, dude, how great is it that we get to live in San Francisco? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's cold.
Let's talk groceries, specifically your groceries with Instacart. You want your groceries just the way you like them, right? Well, the Instacart app lets you do just that. They have a new preference picker that lets you pick how ripe or unripe you want your bananas. Shoppers can see your preferences up front, helping guide their choices. Instacart. Get groceries just how you like.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Like, and I get to wear a fucking sweatshirt. You know what I mean? Like, I love it here. And I made conscious decisions to be here. That's the other part, is if you've made conscious decisions in your life
that take you to where you are,
then you can really appreciate it. If you feel like you just made decisions kind of willy-nilly and, like, took what you could get at the time that you could get it, and you were, like, made no forethought into what you did, then I bet you'd feel trapped.
And then you wonder why you feel so empty.
Yes.
You know?
But conscious critical thought and conscious living in that way of being like, no, I don't want to do that. Like Mike Patton saying, this is going to bum out people that I love, but like, I can't do this. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's the same powerful person who when you see him on Saturday Night Live doing like midlife crisis is like down on his knee and you're like, you feel his energy. That's what it is. It's the same power that allows him to make that decision that no one else could make, right? And then he's the same guy who can be like, yeah, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to like, whatever, Mr. Bungle. You know what I mean? Like, that guy is...
Oh, I love that guy.
It's the best. He is one of my favorite creatives. He's like, he and David Byrne, there's like certain people in the world that just live their life in an incredibly creative way, and it's my favorite thing. And
what does David Byrne do?
David Byrne is constantly in the state of making things, right? So he did this Broadway show, he does an album, he does a book, it's like he's constantly just... And that's such a better use of your energy than the energy that I spend going, I'm useless. I'm terrible. It's like instead of take that energy and you say like, all right, I could spend this, or I'm gonna learn piano. So I've started taking piano lessons from this woman in
you both play 17th a little. You Street. Said you started when you were in fifth grade.
I stopped in fifth
a little.
Grade as well.
Oh, I see. Got it. Did you discover a guitar or something?
I did. I started learning Poison, Nothing But a Good Time. I totally went in and I was like, I want to learn Nothing But a Good Time by Poison.
Play it right now.
And oh, you want? Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
And by the way, I love how first of all, that's you're playing a little acoustic guitar.
Yeah. It's hard to play in a
guitar, yeah.
But it's like it's all the same chords. Now listen. Not a dime I can't pay my rent. I can barely make it through the week.
Done!
Saturday night I like to make my girls, but right now I can't make ends meet. No, I'm always working, spending every day. Get a break from the same old, same old. I need a chance just to get away. If you could hear me think, this is what I'd say. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I
so high.
It's so AAF. But like,
I know. WAAF.
And so I just saw Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley in Denver the other day.
Oh, hey, Motley. Tommy's not playing the drums.
No, he's back.
No, but he isn't. They have video of him not in the drum set yet when the drums start.
Oh, well, there's definitely tracks.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Like, 1,000%.
All
like,
right.
Not every...
Because he's all broken. That are, like, his ribs are all fucked up.
But the things happening on stage for Motley are definitely... That's been years in the making where you're like, I went and saw them in Vegas, and I was like, Mick Mars seems to be playing four guitar parts at the same time. That's incredible.
And yet, he can't quite stand straight. Oh, my God. That poor guy.
They were monstrous. I am friendly. This is like... I'm friends with Def Leppard.
Okay.
And they were one of my favorite bands growing up, and I've become friendly with Joe, the singer, and Sav, the bass player, and I go, and they said, and their manager was like, you should got to come hang on this tour. And I'm like, I'm not going to see it when it's in San Francisco. They're like, you got to come hang. They like kept hitting me. So I was like, all right, I'm coming to Denver. So I went to Denver, landed, hung with them, watched Joan Jett, who killed it, watched Poison. And I know Brett a little bit from sort of life. And then Def Leppard played then Motley, and I was on Nikki Sixx's radio show once. And Nikki Sixx is a pretty... He could lead you to do anything he wanted you to do. He's like very influential. Like he's sort of he could be a cult leader if he wanted. He's powerful character.
Good thing
but he's a super good guy. And the Def Leppard guys. And so I went and watched it. And I have to tell you, it sort of filled my heart up. And I know you love punk, and I know like the stuff that you love is different. But like watching all these people in Denver, 40,000 people. Like line up during the day to go to a show, and it was one of these moments where I was like, "Oh yeah, humans love music." I'd forgotten because I'd been away, and I was like, "Oh my god, yeah, we need each other. Like we need this. Like
together,
yeah,
to be all feeling the same."
Well, that's
thing
what
at
a
once.
Show is. That's why it's so great what you do when you come out on stage and you push out your music, and the energy of the crowd pushes back at you, and there's that thing happening, that circle.
Yeah.
That's why people will pay whatever that price for the ticket is.
Right.
Because that feeling is magic, no doubt.
It's the best. To me, it's the best, and that's why I do it, right? Like, as a kid, when I saw my band, I saw Jay Giles in third grade at the Boston Garden. Dude, I convinced my student teacher in my third grade class, this 21-year-old girl, to be like, will you take, I heard that you have an extra ticket for Jay Giles. Can I go? And she took me. Like with her friends from like,
weird.
It's very weird, and it didn't end the way I wanted it to end. It was nothing like class with Rob Lowe. But like, so we went, and it was, and my mom was like, sure. And like, I went to the Boston Garden with this teacher, and I saw the Jay Giles band, and I was like, yeah, this is it. You know, this is everything. Are you
That's
kidding
gonna
me?
That's going
to
be me.
Yeah.
Well, hey. I didn't want to break your flow, but I wanted to go back to Byrne and Patton just in that artists. I think I'm with you in that they are so brave. Like, Byrne is a guy who could go, let's just put together a reunion tour and make hundreds of millions of dollars because we'll sell out every show for years.
Right.
And he doesn't do it.
No, and you know what's crazy too? In addition to that, when he does a new project, he works within the confines of what the money that he can raise to do that project is. So he'll be like, well, we just didn't have enough money to do that, so we only got that far. And it's this amazing moment where he has this approach which like none of it matters and all of it matters. It's like, oh, I'm just being creative, and like, oh, this seems to be getting fire from these people, great, we'll move with this. And then he's like, this didn't work, but this musical seems to be going. It's like he's always just generating these things that are from him, and he's not putting so much emphasis on them that when they fail to do what he thinks they should do, or maybe he doesn't even think they should do anything, that he's broken.
Right.
I don't think he has any expectations. I don't know him, but in order to do it the way he does it, same with Mike Patton, there has to be very low expectations, because Ipecac, as a label, he just puts out records he loves. And like, and he's just constantly making the Zorn stuff and then the Bungle stuff. It's like, I think that's
Dead
the key.
Cross. Yes. He's a guy who just gets
how
people.
Good is
he
Dead
wants
Cross.
They're great.
His mind to be stimulated and engaged and whatever it takes.
Yes.
Hey, we are out of time, guys.
What? We were done, but I was
I
just
know,
gonna
but
okay,
we're totally
well let me just say this. So you
late.
Did a bunch of side projects besides your usual stuff,
right?
Are we going to see that?
Yes. Same idea. I just wanted to start creating to create.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why
the door's always open. So roll in literally anytime.
I'm coming with waffles next time.
Yeah, bring them here because I feel weird about going to your house.
Next time.
Your wife's not going to be. She'd be like, no, she's no good.
this is my time.
Yeah.
That's what she'll say.
Hey, a lot of wisdom today. And thank
you. Oh, my God, you guys,
much.
That was
incredible.
Awesome. Thanks for hanging.
We don't need nothing but a good time.
Oh, my God. Brett was right.
It's true. Simple.
Hey, what a song.
Matt Nathanson, thanks for being on.
Thank you
for listening, everybody.
If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick. No mess. No rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.